Good morning. Welcome again to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank you for taking time to tune in this morning, and trust you're getting ready to go to church today. This is the Lord's Day, and we'll be glad and rejoice in it. Time to go to the house of God. I trust that you are making preparation to do that this morning, and pray for those that are of needs, and we will remember those folks in prayer today. We've got many folks that are not able to get out to be in the house of God, even when the weather's good. And they can't go anywhere, and I tell you, we need to pray for them. God's grace has always been sufficient. His grace has always been right there for all of them as they turn their hearts to the Lord and look to Him. Many are home today when their hearts are in the house of God. They'd love to be there. Then there's a lot of folks listening today that you could go when you won't go to the house of God. You don't think you need to go. You've got things turned around. You're not right in your heart with the Lord. And when you're negligent of going to the house of God, something's wrong in your life. And you need to find out what it is and confess it to Him. Get it right. And you say, people. No. No, it's you. And you quit looking at people. It's you. And the devil uses sometimes people to get to you. But ultimately, it's your fault. We need to not let these things keep us from the house of God and enjoy the blessing of the Lord Jesus this morning. So we want to praise God for this opportunity to come to the microphone again today. I know we've had inclement weather lately, a lot of things taking place in the wintertime now. But I tell you, it's good to be able to open the Bible, the Word of God, and to sing the songs of Zion and enjoy the blessings of a holy God this morning. So you come to church today. Sun is cool at 10 this morning. I worship 10:45. I'm back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, 7 on Wednesday. And you come and be with us in the house of God today, and I believe you'll receive a blessing. If you'll do that, if you're not saved, maybe you'll receive the Lord. That'd be the biggest blessing you've ever received, is Jesus Christ, Son of God, that loved you, gave Himself for you, and that wants to see you saved this morning by His wonderful grace. So you come and meet with us in the house of God this morning. And so let's pray for those needs. Father, as we bow in Your divine presence, Lord, we want to thank You for the Lord Jesus this morning. We want to thank You for the sweet Holy Spirit that convicted us of our sins and drawed us to the Savior and pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, dear Lord, for that sweet presence this morning. I want to thank You for loving us as a Father. You look down upon this world and You love those in this world. For God so loved the world, He loved, and I'm glad. God, that's a characteristic of You this morning. I want to thank You for loving me, Lord, when I was a lost sinner. Lost sinner without God, but You drawed me to Yourself. You brought me to repentance. You showed me in my life today I might be saved by the grace of God. And I want to praise You for that this morning. Thank You, Lord, for grace. Thank You for drawing this little country boy to Yourself and saving him by Your grace, keeping him all these years, and one day going to present us faultless before His glory. I thank God we're headed that way. I pray, God bless every need. Radio Lamb this morning, touch the bereaved, comfort them, this lost loved ones today. I pray You be near unto them today. Those, Lord, that are away from You, they've gotten away from God. Oh, God, trouble their hearts. Bring them to a place of repentance in their life, just admitting to You what You already know, they've sinned against God. And you said if we confess it, you did say you'd forgive us. I take you at your word this morning. Have done many times, and you did forgive. You gave peace once again that only comes from you. Have your will, have your way throughout the day. Bless the men of God as they stand. Break the bread of life. God, use them to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything that you do, God will honor you and thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today. And we're going to go to Nehemiah this morning, chapter 8. And we're going to be bringing the message this morning on bring the book. Bring the book. I'm telling you, the Bible is a great book this morning, the Word of God. And it's a wonderful book. So we're going to have a song now. And we'll be going to Nehemiah chapter 8 in a little while. And I hope you'll enjoy this song today. Amen. All right.
What light is that shining so brightly for me? That gives me such courage.
I'm telling you, nothing like the Bible, the book of God, God's wonderful book. Amen. Thank God it gives you truth, it gives you salvation. And I'm telling you, it's something you can trust in this morning. If the Bible says it, you better believe it because it's true. And if it hadn't come to pass, it will come to pass. It's been proven, it's proved itself. It didn't have to have anything to prop it up. It's been proven to be true by what he had accomplished. Prophesied and then came to pass exactly like God said that it would in this book. Amen. You can trust the book this morning, friend. You need salvation, you can trust the book. God's wonderful book, divine. Praise God for that. All right, we're going to have another song now. It's ladies be singing this morning. Hope you enjoy it. Two of them's already in heaven. already around the throne of God somewhere up in the glory world. And it was a blessing while he's here. You listen to this old song as they sing.
God is so good.
Tell you, he'll do that one of these days. He's going to carry us home to be with him. It's going to be a glorious day. Thank God for that. Hope you enjoyed that this morning. And take our Bibles. We're going to go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8 this morning and try to bring to you the message we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your heart today. Let's go through Nehemiah chapter 8. I love Nehemiah. I tell you, this is a great man of God. He was one that had a burden of the people upon his heart. He had a burden for the nation of Israel and for the people of God. And he acted upon that burden. God opened doors for him. God supplied every need that he had to minister to the people of God and sent him that way and supplied every need. Thank God. Gave him victory. Gave him victory in that place, and praise God for it. So we're going to read something here in Nehemiah chapter 8. The Bible said, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man unto the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people that were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. Beside him stood Matthiah, Shema, Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Manasseh, and Urijah, and Hiljah, and Manasseh on the right hand, on his left hand. And there was Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malachi, and Hashem, and Hashbadana, and Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, and he was above, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And Jeshua and Manah and Sherebiah and Jamin, Echabub and Ashabiah and Hodiah and Masha and Kehiah and Azariah and Ezebiah and Hanan, Pelulah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And they read in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and cause them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people unto all the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them, for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the peoples, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portion, to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And I want to use that this morning and bring in the book. One thing that was needed in the life of Israel in that day, that was the book of God. There was a need for the word of God to be declared. Now, God's book is a holy book. It's given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for correction, for instruction, and for all that the men of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so the word of God is a holy book. It's one that we can look to for our guidance. For not only, first of all, we've got to look to the Word of God for salvation. The Word of God is good for salvation. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so the Word of God brings salvation. We understand that this morning. Not a one of us was saved without hearing the Word of God. And not a one of us, something caused us to hear what the Bible had to say. And so the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder the soul and spirit, and discerning the intents and thoughts of the heart. And so the Word of God is real this morning, and we need to bring the book. They said, we need something. These people were banded together there in the land. Had they gotten away from God? They'd forgotten the Word of God. They'd done away with it. They had been covered up by many things, no doubt. As it is today, the Word of God today is actually covered up with a whole lot of different translations, covering up the Word of God. The Word of God is given to us in the King James Authorized Version of the Bible, have for every soul in this generation that we're living in today. It's given to us for that. It's inerrant. It's perfect. It's not having errors in it. It's the Word of God that's given, inspired by holy men of God as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost and taken from the pure text that was taken from and translated into the King James Bible. Not the Alexandria, no, but I'm telling you the Antioch text, where the Word of God that my friend was understood and read in the Word of God. So the Bible said, they said, we want you to bring the book. We've got to have some help. We've got to have some help. But notice, first of all, what's got to be necessary for to get some help. The Bible said in verse 1, And all the people gathered themselves together as one man under the street that was before the water gate. As one man. I mean, they were gathered together. They were in unity in desiring to hear from the Word of God. They wanted the Bible. They wanted the book. Now, when they read the commandments of God here, they weren't just reading the Ten Commandments, because they read from morning till night. They read all day long the Word of God. They weren't just reading Ten Commandments, but the commandments of God is everything that God has written in His Word for us to do, and tells us how to live. It tells us how to conduct ourselves. It tells us how to worship, and everything pertaining to the things of God. The Bible is complete. It's thorough, it's pure, it's inerrant, and it is the divine word of the living God. And they said, we want you to bring the book to us. And they gathered themselves together as one man. You've got to stand together and be agreed together. No man can walk together except they be agreed.
And so these people agreed that they needed the Word of God. They wanted to hear what the Bible had to say about their lives and about the lives of their forefathers and what their children could be, and they wanted to hear the Word of God. And so they said, bring it and before the water gate, the Word of God. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. They brought everything that God had revealed to them through the men of God in that day. The law of Moses and the Word of God, all that they had at that time, that was up to that period of time, didn't have a complete Bible like we have today here, but that everything that they needed to hear in that day. God was just beginning to show things in this world in that time. And so the Bible said, they said, we want you to bring the book of the law of Moses. Had told Ezra the scribe, first of all, for this man to bring the book, they had to have confidence in this man. Had to have confidence in Ezra the scribe. Here was a man of God. Here was a man that had been used of God and sent of God to that part of the country for Israel to hear the Word of God. And so there's got to be, first of all, there's got to be a man of God. And secondly, there's got to be the Word of God. And it's necessary. And thirdly, there's got to be the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost of God and the inspired holy men of God to pen these words down. And so those things are necessary this morning. So I want you to notice here, the Bible said they want you to bring the book. Bring the book to us. Oh, they wanted the book. They wanted the Bible, the Word of God. They said, we've got to have something from God. Oh, we've got to hear from heaven. Have we gotten so far away from the Lord? Our hearts have gotten so cold, and we've gotten away from the God of Israel, and we've gotten away from the book of the law of God. Bring it to us. Let us know what it's got to say unto us. Remind us of what God has done for us. Remind us of what God will do with us, and remind us of what God can do in the future with us if we'll just listen to Him. And so they said, bring the book. So Ezra brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women. With no men's church here, with no women's church here, it was just men and women, and the children was there in the house of God and brought them together, which they had Lord had commanded to Israel. And so both the men and women and all that could hear with understanding upon their first day of the seventh month. And so here we find they've gathered themselves together. They had a purpose in their heart. They wanted to hear what God had to say. I wonder this morning, are you going to sit at the house today? Are you going to go hear what God's got to say? Are you going to sit around the house and trying to piddle around the house and do things? Are you going to the house of God this morning? Oh, you say, well, I'm saved. That's all I need to do. No, that's not all you need to do. God instituted the church. Jesus Christ died for the church and gave Himself for the church. And brother, we need to be in the house of God this morning and the worship of the Lord God of the Lord Jesus Christ and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth today. And so they were in one place. They was in one mind and one accord. They was in agreement that they needed to hear what God had to say. And so they listened. And the Bible said he read therein before the street, before the water gate. He read therein from the morning until midday before the men and the women, those that could hear and understand. So he read from morning until midday. Oh, my friend, that'd get too long for a bunch of Baptists. Amen. A long time to sit and hear the Word of God read. Amen. Just to hear the reading of it. Oh, you say, why would they want to hear that long? I want to just do it 30 minutes and get to the house. Oh yes, that's the reason you're so small spiritually, and that's the reason you hadn't grown in grace and knowledge of the Lord. Have you left off the Word of God? You want just a little bit every once in a while to make you feel good, but oh, the Word of God will make you feel bad, and then you make you feel good when you get right with God. Amen. So listen, the Bible said he read therein, and before from the morning until midday, and to the women and to those that could hear. Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood. Oh, he had a designated place to take a stand and lay the book down upon that pulpit and preach the Word of God, read the Word of God to them. Just reading the Bible unto them did great things in their heart on that day. And brother, there's some things that happened to them that day. I mean, they was gloriously revived and stirred, and men got right with God, women got right with God, children have got saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, my friend, that's what we need today is the book of God. Bring the book to us. Somebody bring the book. Somebody find the book. Get it out from under all the trash and all the garbage and the things that's on top of the Word of God, and bring the book unto us. We need the book. We need the Bible this morning. Everyone in this world needs the Bible to hear the divine Word of the living God. It's for every soul to hear the Word of God. Amen. And so the Bible said, they and Ezra stood upon that pulpit of wood, which he had made for the purpose. And somebody made that pulpit. Amen. You know what they made it for? For the purpose of laying the book on it and reading the Word of God and preaching the gospel from the Bible. That's what they made it for. Somebody put their labor and sweat into building a pulpit, and the brother sanding that and staining that, get it just right, set it there, and for that book to be laid upon, that precious old book of God, and my friend, that helped the sacred Word of the living God. Would to God we get back to the place today that we honor the Word of God like it ought to be, and brother, listen to what it's got to say and respond to it and walk with God and get right with God. And that's what they did, and they got right with God when they heard the Word of God. Amen. Oh, my friend, this morning. And so there's the book of God. The Bible said, listen, and so he stood upon that pulpit of wood which he had made for the purpose, and beside him stood all these men. Had a bunch of folks on it, men on his right hand, and some men on his left hand. And there were some men there that had some backbone that stood there, and they backed the Word of God. And so standing by him was signifying to the people that they were in agreement to the man of God that was reading the Word of God. They agreed with him, and they agreed with a book, and they stood there and fortified that man and backed him up and gave him support while he was reading the Word of the living God. We need that today. Amen. Now, a lot of folks running out the back door, the side door, going out to only hear the Word of God, afraid they're going to get rebuked somewhere in the Scriptures. When they do get rebuked, they'll leave, won't do nothing about it, and live an empty life. Amen. Oh, my friend, listen, I need to hear the book this morning. Need to take the book of God, read the Bible. And so there they stood, and so Ezra opened the book in sight of all the people. Oh, you can imagine the thrill that day. And when Ezra was standing behind that pulpit, somebody took time to build and laid that old book that somebody had found, and I tell you, browned that book and brought laid down on that pulpit, and he opened the book in sight of all the people, and for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people just stood up. Oh, it wouldn't hurt to stand when the Word of God's open. Every time the book of God's open, we ought to be standing. And brother, listen to what God's got to say. Oh, that puts a holy awe on my soul this morning. I chill bumps up and down my spine to realize I'm holding in my hand the Word of God this morning. And I tell you, we ought to rejoice because we've got a Bible, we've got the Scriptures, we've got a preacher that'll preach to us the Word of God, and we ought to back all of it and be there when the world's on fire. Want to be there. Amen. Somebody don't agree with it, just be there anyway. Back it up. Amen. Those men that were standing on his right hand and some on his left hand, there was a meaning to their names. I've not got time this morning to deal with that, but their name meant something. Amen. They stood for something. They stood with someone. They believed something. And the Word of God, just one Bible was there that day, was God's Word. Amen. Thank God, a Bible. Amen. So we need to hear the blessed Word of God this morning. I'm going to finish it up later on today. Not got time this morning to finish all this up. But I'm telling you, brother, there's the Word of God. We need to hear. Are you backing up the Word of God today? Are you backing it up? Are you supporting the Word of God? I mean, what are you doing this morning? Are you backing the Word of God? And we ought to be doing that today. God bless you, my friend. Until the next time, God bless you is our prayer. Amen.